This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Father, or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, pleading like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at angie.com.
I always love that song. Joining us right now, our resident baseball general manager from MLB Network Radio. He is Jim Duquette. Good morning to you, Jim.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Doing well, right, man. I'm, you know, waiting for pitches and catches to report.
Yes. Yes. Well, you know what? It's inside a month, so that's kind of nice. I'd like to see a couple of these starting pitchers go off the board, too, in the meantime. But, yeah, it's spring training's coming fast.
That is not fast enough. Now, Jim, we see where, I want to say Roger Goodell, Rob Manfred is kind of flirting around realignment in baseball. He wants to add two teams to go to 32. He wants Nashville and Portland possibly to be two of the cities. Now, some of the proposed realignments we see has the Orioles in, you know, kind of the mid-Atlantic region with the Nationals, the Mets, and the Phillies is one of the proposals. Being in Northeast, Pittsburgh would join the Yankees, the Red Sox, and the Blue Jays. Your thoughts on this realignment? Will it actually happen?
You know, there's a long way to go on that one. They're definitely going to have expansion. You know, there's been other cities mentioned. I've heard Salt Lake mentioned, Austin. You know, that's still kind of up in the air. But you know, assuming that we're going to get two, which that's been the goal of Commissioner Manfred now for a couple of years, and you know, before he leaves office, which I think he leaves office in four more years. I think it is so. I mean, that's the positive, I think, because, you know, I like, you know, having the extra two teams and evening things out a little bit and trying to make, I think, the divisional format similar to the NFL, I think, with four teams in each division. You know, the Orioles, I don't mind that, honestly, you know, if it was aligned like that. I mean, you have obviously the regional, hopefully, you know, they and the Nationals, they have that little rivalry, you know, it makes sense with the Mets and the Phillies. The Mets and the Phillies have that rivalry, you know, but that division would be good. I don't think being in the Yankees, Red Sox, I mean, you certainly would miss that, but you're going to get plenty of games against them. So it's not, you know, that the whole part of this to me is what's the scheduling look like too? Like, I don't want to have some of those fun Oriole Red Sox or Oriole Yankees games. You know, I don't want less of that, you know, in a realignment. So that's the other aspect that I think is really uncertain at the moment.
Real quick, just to let you know, Rob Manfred is under contract through the end of 28 season. He said he would step down in January 29.
Okay. There we go. Yeah, there we go. Yeah. So, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think, you know, we're going to hear more about the expansion in the cities here in a couple of years, but that's the target. It has been for a while. And, you know, I think it was mostly they had to get the Athletics and the Tampa Stadium situation
situated,
which looks like that's heading in the right direction.
Yeah. I was just down there. I just said the roof is back on the Tropicana.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
and I just saw it.
They're gonna play back there. Love it or hate it.
Yeah.
You know, love or hate the Trop. They're playing there again.
Yeah. I just passed. I was like, oh, that's back up there. Anyway, When I first heard about this, there were mock division, you know, mock-ups of the divisions, and I saw one where they had the Mets and Yankees in the same division and stuff. Now, Manfred has said he wants that not to happen. He wants two team cities to remain in different divisions, Cubs, White Sox, Mets, Yankees, Dodgers, Angels. Where do you stand on this? I think the Mets and Yankees in the same division could be a lot of fun because they hate each other so much. I mean, they really do. I know Oriole fans think they hate the Yankees. They don't know hatred until you meet a Met fan.
Right, right. No, they definitely hate each other. You know, but here's the thing. The reason why I don't mind them not being in division, they're still going to be playing against each other, right? So you still have that, you know, head to head, but you don't have them necessarily right in the division. Like I don't want to have, you know, some people would disagree with this, but I don't want to have one team in the postseason at the expense of the other. I'd like to, you know, and the chance of them playing in the World Series, which I went through when I was there, you know, in 2000. I mean, that was fun too. So I still want to maintain that if we can. And I think it's reasonable because if you do it with the Mets and the Yankees, you got to do it in those other towns too. And I don't think it's right. I don't think it's right, you know, in those other cities either, with especially Chicago and in L.A.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Here with Jim Duquette, our resident GM from MLB Network Radio. Alex Bregman gets a nice little contract from the Chicago Cubs, a 5-year deal. He will be 32 at the beginning of the season, making about $35 million a year. Do you think that was a stretch or maybe an act of desperation for the Cubs?
Well, I'll say this. It was definitely a surprise. They haven't been showing a willingness to spend that kind of money. I think it's the third largest contract that they have ever spent in the highest and average annual value in their history. You know, they've been talking about finding a replacement. What I like about it from them is, you know, they had Kyle Tucker. With Tucker, you know, their agency's been looking for over $300 million still. They're not going to get that. But, you know, they decided, well, you know, the better fit for them in the leadership side of things is Bregman there at third. It's a shorter term. It's 5 years instead of what Tucker's been looking at, which has been 7 or 8 years. So, you know, and for me, anytime an owner, they have the money. Chicago, the Cubs have the money. They've shown a lot of restraint over the last couple of seasons, in my opinion. So I like it for them. And I like getting Bregman out of the Red Sox. Red Sox, you know, they always find ways to not sign players. It's unbelievable the way they've operated lately. I mean, they're signing their own guys, and they spent money on Crochet, keeping him, and Roman Anthony, their young player. But when it comes to free agency, man, they're really skittish about signing guys to long-term deals for whatever reason.
What do you think about the O's? They've been really active. They've been, I think, the most active team in baseball right now. But picking up particularly Ward and Alonso, what does that say to the young core that it seemed like they've kind of struggled with, you know, leading the team and being the guys they relied on? Yeah. Now you got guys, those two, that's 80 home runs right there every season between those two.
Right. No, I here's why I like it. You know, because watching Alonso as much as I have, and I know, Ed, you watch them, you watch them a lot too. Like, you know, his impact on – on an entire lineup and young players in particular. You know, he takes a lot of the responsibility, a lot of pressure off of those guys, and really puts it on himself and expects himself to produce. And that just in general, when you have young talent like the Orioles have, really removes the pressure where they don't have to do anything more than what they're capable of. I think that's a huge advantage. I was talking to Scott Boras about this recently, but when he was talking to the Orioles about Alonso and the fit there with Joe, his main presentation was, listen, this is what Alonso is going to do for you, but here's what he's going to do for Gunnar Henderson and Jordan Westberg and right. Jackson Holliday, right. All the guys that he represents, by the way, right? So, you know, I think that's as both of those guys as well will really, I think, help the majority of that lineup and kind of let them ease into what we still think are going to be superstar type players, at least a couple of those guys.
There he is, Jim Duquette. Jim, as always, my friend, thanks for your time. Have a good show today.
All right. Talk to you guys.
See you, man. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.